welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we share together, and I pray that you're blessed today and refreshed in the presence of the Lord. We've been looking at a passage of Scripture the last couple of days, found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 5, 15 through 17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we discovered as we looked further in that chapter that the will of the Lord is to be filled with the Spirit and to walk as children of light in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. But God has given, you know, there are seasons in our lives. There are seasons of affliction. There are seasons of blessing, of prosperity. But the Word tells us there is one time in which we live. That is the present, and it is an accepted time. Isaiah 49:8 says, "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation I have helped thee." Another translation says, "In the hour of my favor, I answered you and aid you when the day for rescue dawns." So, beloved, we can thank God. We are living in a day and an age of grace, but a time is coming very quickly when that time will end. So it's a time now to make sure we're walking right with God. It's a time to do whatever God has placed on your heart, to do heartily and eagerly with both hands, knowing that your service is unto the Lord. We don't know how much time we have before the Lord returns, and when it will be everlastingly too late. So we need to put our hands to the plow and not look back, and know that as long as we place ourselves in God's hands and ask His help and His grace and His strength, then all will be well with us. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee," or helped thee. "Behold, now is the accepted time." Behold, now is the day of salvation. Aren't you glad that the Holy Spirit continually is working with you? That's His task, to complete the work that Jesus started. Have you found that you can't do it yourself? You can't change you. There's no way that we can do it in our own flesh. The Word says it's not by might nor by power, not by mental energy or strength or physical strength or stamina, but by the Spirit of the Lord. All we have to do is to be willing. And if we're willing to do that, there are times of refreshing. And some of you listening to me right now, you need that refreshing from the Lord. Let's look at that beautiful scripture found in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 19. And the context here is that the apostles Peter and John went to the temple to pray at the 9th hour, and the lame man who was staying or resting, lying by the gate beautiful, was healed. And of course, we know a crowd gathered in Solomon's porch. And so he says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." 2 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." For those of you who need refreshing, you know, actually, I believe that we should live a life of repentance, that every day we should examine ourselves and ask the Lord to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. And that as we do that, as we humble ourselves before Him, then the Word says that in due time, in His economy, in His plan for your life, you will be exalted. So there are times of refreshing, but also the Word talks about times of healing. There's a reference in the book of Jeremiah, the 14th chapter, verse 19, where the prophet is asking the Lord, "Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? We look for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold, trouble." He was saying, you know, they needed the healing of the Lord, but there was nothing but trouble and sorrow. But little later on in that very same book, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in chapter 30, verse 17, and the Lord comforted the prophet and those who had ears to hear with these words, "For I will restore health unto thee." That's a scripture, that's a rhema word for some of you listening right now. "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." And then another wonderful scripture found in Exodus, the 15th chapter, verse 26, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." And he goes on to say, "If," there's the condition, "if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, I will bring none of these diseases which I brought upon the Egyptians." And as you actually go into the original grammar, it's not that the Lord will bring those diseases, but he will allow those diseases to come upon those who are disobedient. And then a final scripture I'll share with you, found in Psalm 147 and verse 3, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." So, beloved, whatever your need as you listen to me today, if you need healing in your body or healing in your emotions, sometimes our emotions and our soul has been so wounded by the things that have occurred, by words of people that you trusted and loved, that we can really just have a broken spirit. Or you might just need a refreshing from the Lord. You feel wearied in well-doing. You're just tired from the battle, tired from keeping on and keeping on. Well, the Lord has that today for you, I believe. As we join our hearts in prayer, no matter what it is that you need from the Lord, I believe the Holy Spirit of God is present on this broadcast, and he's not limited by time or space. He's able to minister and touch your body and touch your mind and touch that area of need in your life. He's able to move and make provision, to make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lift every listener who's reaching out to you in faith right now. And Lord, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. And Lord, that you're going to provide for the needs of your beloved. Lord, you know the things they stand in need of. Lord, I'm asking you to lift that heavy burden. Lord, just cause the stress to be lifted, Lord, and I just release your peace. I release your comfort and a knowledge that all is well, that you hold our hands, Lord, and that no matter how the enemy has fought, Lord, our future, our victory is secure in you. And Lord, I just praise you for ministering right now, touching them with healing in their emotions, healing in their physical bodies. I take authority over sickness and disease. And Lord, I release the healing virtue of Jesus in every fiber and cell of their being, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, in the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. I'm just going to obey the Lord. For the Lord would say, by the spirit of prophecy, my beloved, that I would have you to know how great my love is for you. You've comprehended only a small portion of my love with your understanding. Your mind and spirit, however, will understand the loving kindness that I desire to extend to you, for you are my own beloved child. Even now, in the midst of perplexities, I would have you to take refuge in the comfort of my love. Surely you've seen the Lord bring you through great and sore trials, have you not? In the past, in the times of tears, the enemy sought to make you believe that I stood afar off, unmindful and uncaring. My own heart was grieved when you felt alone, as if I had abandoned you. My beloved, I will never leave you. In the times of burdens and trials, I am even closer to you. I would have you to renew your mind with the truths of my word. I would remind you of past victories and encourage you to press on, ever mindful of the all-knowing and loving concern of your Heavenly Father. As you trust me and as you walk with me day by day, I will lead you to an even deeper dimension in your walk with me. And with this, there will come a revelation of the love of your God in a personal way such as you've not known before. Many waters cannot quench love. Many waters cannot drown it. Though the floods of opposition may arise against you, in this shall you be secure. Your God loves you with an everlasting love. I shall send from above and deliver you from many waters, because you have delighted in me. Never doubt my love for you. Rejoice that I'm bringing you into a place of complete trust and dependence upon me. In the midst of your daily activities, you shall have new awareness of my presence with you. Cast all of your cares upon me, and you shall be able to rejoice with the abandon of a little child, knowing your Father has all things that pertain to your life, as well as your heart's desires, in my hands, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your ministry and thank you for your word today. Lord, we so appreciate the Holy Spirit and the comfort of your word. And Lord, that you've given the spirit of prophecy for exhortation, edification, and comfort. Now, Lord, I ask you to strengthen everyone, refresh them, Lord, and Lord, cause them to purpose with a new determination, Lord, that you are going before them. And I seal this word to their hearts and minds. And Lord, cause us ever to rejoice in your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today. And I look forward to whatever the Lord has for us in the next time that we gather together. Thank you for listening. The announcer is going to give our contact information. And if you have prayer needs, please write. And also, I want to thank all of UCM partners for what you do in a financial way that enables us to continue on, as well as your faithful prayers. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.